The extension of the margin protection program sign up, I think, is designed to really give people a greater opportunity to take advantage of that program. We saw the largest payout of that program in recent history this last month when we announced $11 million of payments. And we're going to encourage folks to go online at fsa.usda.gov/MPP tool, T-O-O-L. And on that website, they can basically do some calculations of their own specific production operation to determine what level of margin protection they should purchase or consider purchasing.
This voluntary dairy safety net program provides financial assistance to participating dairy producers when the margin or the difference between the price of milk and feed cost falls below the coverage level selected by the producer. Bill Sack said MPP is funded through the 2014 Farm Bill.
Obviously, we learned a lot and have learned a lot in the last couple of years about the operation of that protection program. And I'm sure that as Congress begins to revisit the 2018 Farm Bill, that there's going to be an effort to try to make sure that that program is structured and assisted and helped and perhaps tweaked a bit to make sure that there's an understanding of the difference from region to region in terms of feedstock costs. It's sort of a one-size-fits-all program today, and I think in the future it's probably going to be more tailored to a regional approach. But it obviously is providing some help and assistance, and when you combine that with the CCC purchases, it's an opportunity for us to help.
Now, that USDA web tool, which he mentioned, allows dairy producers to calculate levels of coverage available from MPP based on price projections. To see the tool, go to fsa.usda.gov/MPP tool.